Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And part of this great nation's greatness has been the ability to feel good, to feel inspired, to feel uplifted by our politics. It's not all supposed to be grime and embarrassment and outrage and incompetence. Sometimes it works out in the other direction. And that's why I am so grateful for this brand new book that just arrived in the mail. It's just released this week. And it's a book by someone who you probably know of. His name is Chris Christie. He is a former governor of New Jersey, former federal prosecutor, and increasingly prolific author. He is the author, most recently, of the new book, What Would Reagan Do? Life Lessons from the Last Great President. Chris, did you begin this book or begin thinking about this book while you were still running to be the next great president?
I began thinking about this book right around the midterms in 2022. And when I saw the continued lack of progress in our political system, I just felt like Ronald Reagan and his life and career had a lot of answers for us that we had probably forgotten and neglected. And he was my first vote. I turned 18 in 1980. And so Reagan was my first vote. And I felt like we needed to bring his life lessons, which informed the kind of leader he was, back to a broader audience so they could see once again that it can happen, that you can stand by your principles, but still find compromise in our country.
And you have a phrase that is very evocative and very memorable. You say that Reagan was an expert at compromising without being compromised. What does that mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Michael. And what I'd say to you is that Reagan was a guy who understood how to say yes, how to find his way to yes. But he did so by convincing others that his way was much closer to the right way to get something done. And you could see throughout our examination of Reagan in this book that this starts all the way back with him as a young child, where he was in a home where his mother was deeply religious, very, 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 very strong principles that were rooted in their faith. His father was a salesman, who was a guy much less rooted in those things, had a bit of a drinking problem as well, caused a lot of difficulties inside the house from time to time, for not only his wife, but for his children. Yet Reagan saw himself as someone who could bring those two together inside their own family. So it started all the way back to that time in his life. And what we do in each one of the chapters, which cover a different portion of Reagan's life, is to talk about how the life lessons in that portion of his life, what it led him, what principles it led him to, as the person that he became as a governor and ultimately as the president.
And you managed to bring this book out. Yesterday was Reagan's birthday, and we were celebrating on the air and celebrating the arrival of this new book, What Would Reagan Do? Life Lessons from the Last Great President. In terms of employing those last lessons and applying them to this particular moment in our political history, when you left the presidential race, to the very best of my knowledge, you haven't endorsed anyone else as someone worthy of support for the election of 2024. Have you been thinking about that? Is there any Chris Christie endorsement trying to apply some of these Reagan principles to the current scene?
Well, right now I don't see anybody emerging who would be worthy of that, would be worthy of what you just talked about. And I said this during the race, that I made a decision in 2016 when I got out of the race that time, and made a decision that was purely based on politics and decided to endorse Donald Trump. He was the front runner. He was the person most likely to be the nominee in my mind. And I felt like, okay, I'll go in there and politically try to help him as best I can because I didn't want Hillary Clinton to be president. I have no regret about the fact that I didn't want Hillary Clinton to be president. But making that decision with someone who I knew was flawed, but who I thought I could help to make better, that turned out to be the wrong decision and the wrong reason to make an endorsement. And so I'm not going to make an endorsement this time based upon politics. When someone stands up and starts to say the things that need to be said in this country and people start being told the truth again in this country and commit themselves to getting things done for the people of this country, that's when I'll stand up and support someone. I haven't seen that person yet, Michael. I don't know if you have, but I have not.
Well, there was some echo from that kind of person. Do you remember which presidential candidate had this to say? Is those people who are coming over that border, many of them are walking hundreds if not thousands of miles to get there because here is where they see hope. Here is where they see freedom. Here is where they see success. Here is where they see that flag, which means for them, thousands of miles away in other countries, all of those principles. We are still the indispensable nation for the rest of the world. We need to be the indispensable nation once again to each other. We need to believe in America as much as they believe in America. You remember which presidential aspirant had that to say?
Yeah, it sounds very familiar, Michael. I think you just quoted me to me.
Yes, I did.
and I absolutely believe that to be true about this country. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about in the book is when Ronald Reagan made the promise in his campaign for president in 1980 that he would nominate the first woman to the United States Supreme Court. And he not only said what he meant, he did it. And he did it very early on in his first term when he had the opportunity to do it. And I think we have too little of that now. And when we write our chapter on Tip O'Neill, the lesson that I think Reagan taught us in that one was it's a lot harder to hate up close. And we don't have a situation now, unfortunately, Michael, in this country where our leaders are willing to do that. In fact, much more they're concerned about who to make us angry with so that we don't support them and default to supporting the person who's making us angry. It's a horribly cynical way to go about things. And by the way, both parties are doing it. And, you know, Donald Trump just happens to be the loudest one, but both parties are doing it. And that's why you see the dysfunction you see on Capitol Hill, where once again today they can't agree on how to secure our border. They can't agree that we oppose Vladimir Putin and further dominance by Putin in Europe. They can't agree on aiding Israel, despite the fact that it's only the only democracy in the Middle East and was brutally, viciously attacked in an unprovoked way on October 7th. And so we can't...
Well, one of the basic things. One of the things we were going to get to with Chris Christie, the author of the new book, What Would Reagan Do? Life Lessons from the Last Great President, is the most underestimated aspect of Reagan. People know he had strong convictions, but he was also a master negotiator with other politicians here and with foreign leaders. What was the secret to his approach to negotiation? More coming up with Governor Chris Christie on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When the American Revolution was reborn, when freedom gained new life and America reached for her best.
Ronald Reagan's birthday was yesterday. He was born in 1911. It's a long time. And there have been many, many books about Reagan. One of the best is the new book by Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, two-term Republican governor of New Jersey. And he begins the book by talking about the first vote he ever cast when he became eligible to vote at age 18. He was at the University of Delaware. And he voted for Ronald Reagan. The book is called What Would Reagan Do? Life Lessons from the Last Great President. And one of the things you do that is different from a lot of the other biographers of Reagan is you emphasize his skill, particularly at working with people and negotiating. What was the secret of Reagan's approach to negotiation that you write about in your book?
I think it was twofold, Michael. The first was that he very firmly laid out his 100% position, meaning if he were to be able to get everything he wanted to get on a particular issue, he would lay it out very clearly, both publicly and privately, to those he was negotiating with as to what he thought the absolute right answer was. But also, secondly, he understood that no negotiation could be successful unless both sides thought they had won something. And Reagan understood that. He understood that, you know, you couldn't allow people to walk away and feel as if they had been fleeced, feel as if they had had their pocket picked, or they'd been bludgeoned into something. Reagan would use the bully pulpit to further convince folks of the popularity of his position to attempt to move them. But in the end, he never let any of the people on the other side walk away empty-handed. And I think that's something that is so missing in today's Washington, D.C., and the reason why we can't even get the most basic things done, like a budget, that Reagan did under difficult circumstances with a Democratic House of Representatives, but still got much of what he stood for, but allowed his adversaries to walk away with something in order to save face and move on to the next challenge that would come.
One of the things that bring up is each chapter, which pertains to different issues, comes with a lesson that is to be learned. And you have a chapter that is incredibly relevant right now to what the country is going through about the immigration system. And you say, lesson learned sometimes surprise everyone. How did President Reagan surprise everyone in handling of immigration?
Because it was Reagan who put his own law and order credentials on the line. And he did it in the context of saying, look at me, I'm the guy who stood up in California to make sure that our borders were secure. But he then stood up and said, you know, to everyone, but I could find a way to solve this and surprise people by talking with passion and emotion about the immigrant experience. And, you know, it's extraordinary. We talk in the book about a lunch that he had in June of 1981. Lopez Portillo came to see President Reagan, but what he did was he brought with him Fernando Valenzuela, who at the time was a 20-year-old superstar in his first season with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And Reagan, you know, was a huge baseball fan and knew exactly who Valenzuela was. But through a translator, he told Reagan about the little town he came from in the state of Sonora in Mexico and how excited he was when he came to Washington to see all the monuments. And he said to Reagan, my dream was to play in the major leagues, and now here I am sitting between two presidents in the White House. This could only happen in America. And afterwards, staff members said that Reagan kept bringing up when his pollsters had warned him against supporting any type of path to citizenship for people in the country. He kept bringing up that issue. He kept bringing up the story. And they came to call it the Fernando factor. And what Reagan understood was he was willing to stand up when he heard a personal story and be able to apply it to the much broader issue and problem. And, you know, he was a bit of a riverboat gambler, too. He knew that it was not going to make some of the people in his party completely happy. But he felt like if you could tell stories to people that made them understand what the results of the compromise would be, they were much more likely to accept the compromise because it was going to do something good for people in the country. And he did it on immigration, surprised people given his background. And, you know, he did it in a way that I think, you know, really dealt well with the immigration problem for a very long time. But quite frankly, he's the last president who did. We've been stagnant since then.
One of the things that, of course, is particularly pertinent to learn some lessons from Reagan has to do with, right now, Ukraine's fight for liberty and the sense, and I believe you made this point during your presidential campaign as well. Ukraine is not fighting just for Ukrainians. They're also fighting for the West and for the United States and for liberty and decency. What do you think President Reagan would give as advice to President Trump about Ukraine?
He would say, support them to fight now or we'll be fighting later. And if you think that Vladimir Putin is going to stop at Ukraine, you're naive and you don't understand history. Remember, it was Hitler who went into Czechoslovakia, and no one in Western Europe stood up against him in early 1939. And what did it lead Hitler to do? It led him to go into Poland then in September of 1939. And you know what he said, Michael, too, is I read a book about this recently. He said they didn't go to war over Czechoslovakia. Why would they go to war over Poland? And when the British and the French did declare war after Poland, you know, Hitler was stunned because we hadn't taught him the lesson right at the beginning. He's putting the lesson now, and that's what Reagan would have done.
And to send out a clear picture of what America is and stands for and must. Chris Christie sends that message in his new book, What Would Reagan Do? It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. It's a marvelous read from a very necessary American, Chris Christie. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson acknowledged that Tuesday night's unsuccessful impeachment attempt of Alejandro Mayorkas was a mess, but he expressed readiness to try again.
We have a duty and a responsibility to take care of this issue. We have to hold the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security accountable.
A handful of Republicans diverged from party lines and opposed the impeachment of the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. Five Marines are still missing following the discovery of a Marine helicopter that went missing in California. That helicopter, which was reported missing Tuesday night, was found in Pine Valley, just over 40 miles east of San Diego. Master P and Snoop Dogg are initiating legal action against two food retailers alleging they are preventing the sale of their cereals. They assert that Post and Walmart have collaborated to sabotage their agreement to distribute Snoop cereal and Mama Snoop. John Schaefer, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Symbol of what an individual is capable of.
Michael Medved.
He is a giant among men.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, thank you very, very much. There is a giant event that has just been announced. President Biden is set to host a giant fundraiser together with former Presidents Obama and Clinton at Radio City Music Hall in New York City on March 28th. The venue's capacity is 6,000, which suggests the campaign is looking to host at least a couple of thousand of supporters. Well, yeah. Unite the Country is a pro-Biden super PAC. It plans to spend upwards of $40 million starting in late spring, focusing on Trump's mounting legal issues and the threat to democracy. The ads will target independents and Republican-leaning voters who either dislike Trump or aren't yet sure where they stand on the four criminal indictments against the former president. Polls have suggested that a conviction against Trump could damage his campaign hopes. This is what they say in Hotline. Wait, a conviction could damage his campaign hopes? Isn't that a little bit understated? I mean, basically, what the polling shows is that, it would be a potentially a game changer. And then there's this. And it's a story that I think is going to be gathering more attention in the days ahead. Wall Street Journal is reporting Special Counsel Robert Hoor. Now, you may think, which special counsel is that? I know about Jack Smith. He's a special counsel assigned to Trump. I know about the special counsel David Weiss, who was assigned to Hunter Biden. Robert Hoor is a special counsel who's supposed to be looking into Joe Biden and his handling of classified material. And apparently, according to the Journal, he has written a very critical report. The report, which could add a dynamic to the 2024 presidential contest, is expected to be shared with Congress and made public within a few weeks. Hoor isn't expected to recommend, is not expected to recommend criminal charges. But the report will include new details about how the documents were stored. So we have that going on. And meanwhile, there's another question about the election that I think it's sort of forgotten about, which is that there is an incumbent senator who is considered to have a very safe seat. But he's 82 years old, and will he run for re-election? There's a report that Senator Bernie Sanders has been quiet about whether he will run for re-election at age 82. Sanders, who ruled out a third White House bid last year, said a month ago that he would decide in the near future on a re-election bid. But that same month, he made two high-profile hires onto his team, which may be a sign that he is gearing up for another run. Anna Barr, who previously worked as a senior advisor for Representative Barbara Lee, she's one of the many, many Democrats who's running for Dianne Feinstein's Senate seat in California. She's also... This Anna Barr has worked for Left Flank Strategies, I guess appropriate if you're working for Anna Lee and Bernie Sanders. Barr also previously worked as Sanders' National Deputy Press Secretary during his last presidential campaign in 2020. And the Jeremy Selvin, a longtime senior staffer for Representative Ilhan Omar, also just departed from that congresswoman's office to work as a senior advisor for Sanders. So he's probably running. If he didn't run, and this is kind of, I mean, every Senate seat with the Senate right now dominated by Democrats by one seat, and with the Republicans almost sure of gaining a seat in West Virginia, where Joe Manchin is retiring, and where Trump carried West Virginia with over 60% of the vote. It was overwhelming, and that is a very likely win and pickup for the Republicans. But this the governor of Vermont right now is a Republican. He is a mainstream moderate Republican named Phil Scott, and he hasn't answered yet whether or not he is running for re-election. And part of the thinking is that he hasn't answered because he doesn't know what Bernie Sanders is going to do. Bernie Sanders said, no, I'm not running. The sitting governor, who's a Republican, that would be a chance for another Republican pickup. But it looks like Bernie Sanders is going to continue and go for yet another term at age 82. I guess it could help Biden in the sense that it makes Biden look spry and youthful and juvenile in comparison to Bernie Sanders. Meanwhile, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, was dealing with a gaggle of reporters right after some of the back and forth on the House floor today. And he was asked, what do you say to people who are concerned that Congress isn't able to even take care of its basic function? Listen, this is clip 5.
Americans concerned that Congress isn't able to do basic functions.
Well, it's simply not true. We're governing here. Sometimes it's messy. You know, the framers anticipated that you would have a system where people with very different philosophical viewpoints that come from different parts of the country and different constituencies would have different ideas on how to resolve their problems. But what they also anticipated is that we'd be able to get in a room and arm wrestle over public policy and come to consensus to move the ball forward for the most people. That is what's happening here. You're seeing the messy sausage making, the process of democracy play out. And it's not always clean, it's not always pretty, but the job will be done at the end of the day.
Well, the job will be done, and defining what the job is still a challenge. And then Senator Lankford, who has taken a lot of heat today from some of his fellow Republicans and has received a lot of admiration from others. Senator Lankford was on CNN and speaking to Dana Bash, and Dana Bash introduced him and said this about him, number 13.
I thank you for coming on, and point of personal privilege, as you like to say, in the United States Senate. I've covered you since you got here to Washington back in 2010, and I don't know of a more conservative member of Congress than you. So just to sort of lay out the facts where we see them. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Thank you.
Okay, and then he said this to Dana Bash, clip 12.
I'm legitimately surprised at where we are at this moment, because as Republicans, we've done lots of press conferences at the border. We've had lots of conversations to say things have got to change. We, House Republicans, passed H.R. 2 saying we've got to have changes in the law because the law has problems. So they passed a bill. It was a straight partisan bill. It was a very, very good bill. They passed a bill saying we got to have changes in the law. Senate Republicans demanded changes in the law in October and said we're not going to move on other people's national security until we're dealing with our national security. And now we get to this moment. I've got so many colleagues that are backing away. And that, I'm not saying it's all based on the political reasons. Some will have legitimate issues and say, hey, I don't like this part of the bill, or I wish there was more in it.
Okay. There could be more in it if they would allow the amendment process to go forward, and if the bill weren't, as they say so now, so commonly in Washington, dead on arrival. Coming up, Tucker Carlson in Moscow. Why is he so determined to pursue a controversial interview with Vladimir Putin? We'll be right back. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available, and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness, and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com. Thank you.
comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Tucker Carlson is in Moscow, and right now he put out a video about his plan to interview Vladimir Putin, and I believe it will be before the end of the week that that interview goes forward. Here's what Tucker Carlson did in the way of explaining why he thinks this interview is so important. This is clip 9A.
We're in Moscow tonight. We're here to interview the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin. We'll be doing that soon. There are risks to conducting an interview like this, obviously, so we thought about it carefully over many months. Here's why we're doing it. First, because it's our job. We're in journalism. Our duty is to inform people. 2 years into a war that's reshaping the entire world, most Americans are not informed. They have no real idea what's happening in this region, here in Russia or 600 miles away in Ukraine. But they should know. They're paying for much of it in ways they might not fully yet perceive. The war in Ukraine is a human disaster. It's left hundreds of thousands of people dead, an entire generation of young Ukrainians, and it's depopulated the largest country in Europe. But the long-term effects are even more profound. This war has utterly reshaped the global military and trade alliances, and the sanctions that followed have as well. And in total, they have upended the world economy. The post-World War II economic order, a system that guaranteed prosperity in the West for more than 80 years, is coming apart very fast, and along with it, the dominance of the U.S. dollar.
Okay, except for the fact that the United States economy is actually doing well right now, and compared to certainly the Russian economy. Now, what is he exactly saying that people in America have no real idea of what is happening in this region? Well, he goes forward and makes the claim that no one in the West has even tried to interview Putin. Listen, this is clip 90.
Not a single Western journalist has bothered to interview the president of the other country involved in this conflict, Vladimir Putin. Most Americans have no idea why Putin invaded Ukraine or what his goals are now. You've never heard his voice. That's wrong. Americans have a right to know all they can about a war they're implicated in. And we have the right to tell them about it because we are Americans too. Freedom of speech is our birthright. We were born with the right to say what we believe. That right cannot be taken away no matter who is in the White House.
Okay, I don't think anyone is planning to take away Tucker Carlson's freedom of speech, but the idea that there are reporters out there who have been clamoring to interview Vladimir Putin, or there should have been, the fact is that people who are not viewed as very sympathetic to Putin, as Tucker Carlson clearly has shown that he is, simply not granted interviews. Look at the way they treated Evan Gershkowitz, who was the Wall Street Journal reporter who has been imprisoned on bogus charges for a year in Russia, and they're still trying to get him out. So the idea that somehow President Putin respects journalism and the freedom of the press and lives with that kind of conclusion, it's a shame. Meanwhile, there was a little bit of an exchange involving Karl Rove, a former campaign guru for President Bush, and Stuart Varney of Fox Business. And Stuart Varney asked a question to which Rove gave a very conclusive and definitive answer. This is clip three.
I keep hearing that Michelle Obama will be shifted into the... No, you're shaking your head. It's not going to happen?
No, look. She hates politics. Read her autobiography. She didn't want her husband to run for the state Senate. She didn't want him to run for the president. She is not a political animal. And besides, look, Barack Obama was my charge at the White House. I dealt with him for 3 years. He's a smart guy. He would know that if Michelle Obama woke up tomorrow and said, you know what, I've decided after a life of hating politics, I want to be the vice presidential running mate or run for president, people would say, you know what, that's Barack trying to get a third term as president, and they wouldn't go for it. But the starting point is she hates politics. This is a weird obsession of the conspiratorial right, and it's just lunacy, pure lunacy.
Okay, it's not as lunatic as those people, and there are some people on the extreme right who believe that Michelle Obama is not really a woman, that her real name is Michael Robinson. That's not even worth talking about. It is a peculiar obsession. And the reason that it's hard to understand is if you think about Michelle Obama, if she actually did become the Democratic nominee, how do you think she'd do against Trump? Well, for one thing, she has the age advantage. For the other thing, Trump in the Quinnipiac poll, recent Quinnipiac poll that showed, again, as most polls do, a close election between Trump and Biden, it showed Biden winning women by 22 points. Now, that's Joe Biden, who is not necessarily the most appealing candidate to women. But if he's beating Trump by 22 points, what would a Michelle Obama-Trump campaign look like? What would a debate look like? And again, there is no certainty at all. Trump has said that he's ready to debate Biden now, and he's looking forward to debating Biden. But is it a sure thing that Biden will agree to debate Trump? That's an interesting question that if the nominations continue to play out in such a predictable way, it's the kind of question we may be wondering about. Also wondering about the big new movie that was released on Friday, and it's playing in theaters now. It's a comedy spy thriller with an all-star cast. But is it worth seeing Argyle? Check it out in this review.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A reclusive writer of espionage thrillers suddenly finds herself dragged into a dangerous spy network that she knows nothing about in the romantic comedy thriller Argylle.
Who are these people?
Real life spies.
Why would they care about me?
What you wrote in your new book actually happened, and you kicked a hornet's nest you didn't even know existed.
I'm in some really big trouble.
That's Bryce Dallas Howard as the central character, who it turns out has more layers of complexity than you would expect. Other stars like Superman Henry Cavill and conniving master spies Bryan Cranston and Samuel L. Jackson also turn up, with Sam Rockwell as a surprising, long-suffering leading man. The storyline is preposterous, silly, but always intriguing, and the laughs are more generously emphasized than the thrills. Rated PG-13 for some often comic action. Three stars for the inventive and entertaining Argylle. And the one hesitation I would add to those three stars, this film's long. It is. It's almost 2.5 hours. But that is a challenge that a lot of films are offering to try to lure people away from simply watching at home and back to theaters. Okay, speaking of back to theaters, the theater of politics, one of the biggest questions right now is that with all of the positive indications about the U.S. economy, high growth rate, low unemployment, stock market booming, why are Americans still so down on this strong economy? We'll be talking about that tomorrow on the Medved Show. We'll also be speaking with Stephen Hayes of the Dispatch on the curious appetite for no labels. Does this mean that we're going to be facing a McConaughey-Hanks ticket? Or is that more unthinkable even than Michelle Obama running? We'll also be talking about Trump's Veep stakes. What's at stake for him in him selecting a running mate, which he almost surely will. And we'll be speaking to John Bolton, the former ambassador to the UN, former national security advisor to President Trump. Talking a little bit about Trump and the Supreme Court argument that is coming up tomorrow. Arguments at the Supreme Court about whether he is even eligible to run for president based on that 14th Amendment, Section 3. And also, what do we do about the Houthis and the Iranians? That with Ambassador Bolton and more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.